Welcome to the official podcast of PHP Architect. Join us to listen to the latest news and tech talk from our conferences, the magazine, and wider PHP community.
Hey, you're listening to the PHP podcast, the official podcast of PHP Architect. This is episode 2025.09.04, and I am your host, Eric Van Johnson. With me is John Condon.
Hi, are you on the right microphone?
Oh, now you make that decision to say that. I don't know. Am I? Hello? No? Fantastic.
We're talking
real like, happy.
We're talking for like the last 20 minutes and I didn't notice. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ, man. Why do I keep you around? Funny thing is my microphone is not selectable for some reason.
We planned it this way for you guys. Twinsies.
Okay. I'll mess with that here in a second.
Keep going. You got this.
This podcast is focused on all things PHP and web development. We also touch on a larger PHP community and the general life of being a developer. And of course, we're going to talk about our company, PHP Architect, the magazine, the book, the books, the conference, the swag. Yes, the swag. We record every week on Thursday around 3 p.m. Pacific time. And the podcast is made a little better thanks to our partners over at PHP Score. Put your technical debt on autopay. Every project has technical debt. And just like financial debt, carrying too much of it can cost your company a lot of money. The first step in managing debt is measuring it. PHP Score's free tech debt monitoring tools measure your technical debt. That's tech a lot. Technical debt, the same way your credit card measures your financial debt. Thank you to our wonderful partners or at PHP Score. If you're not watching the live podcast, we'd really love to have you. Feel free to continue to listen to the audio podcast where we clean stuff up a little bit. But you're going to miss on all the great live stuff, including being part of our participating audience in our Discord channel. discord.phparch.com, and you can be part of the show. I don't know, maybe from time to time we'll flash up free things that you can get.
What? Where'd that come from? What?
We'll get to that. I was gonna ask you about that beforehand, but I was just stressed. I was a little stressed before the show started. That's it. We got things to talk about.
We have things to talk about.
What's going on, John? Hi, everybody. Nuts. Discord. OFFS.
There's a person at my front door.
Jeffrey Davison. Duck Nizzle. Chris.
Lots of great feedback on your podcast, Chris and Mike. Good job.
Podcast.
They are doing a podcast, Alive and Kicking.
Awesome. Very good.
I literally 5 minutes before jumping into the stream here with you, I walk out to grab a drink and get myself ready. And my mother-in-law is sitting out there and says, oh, I listened to the podcast with your employees, and it was fun listening to their stories. And she's listening right now. Hi.
All right. You keep talking for a second. I think I'm figuring things out. Hold on.
Are you figuring things out? Like your microphone being all sorts of wrong? I don't think you asked any questions, so I'll just ramble on for a minute. Yes, Alive and Kicking was interesting. Loved hearing their backstories. And I can't wait to see what they do on that podcast going forward.
I'm back. I'll be there in a second.
You're doing great.
Keep talking. Just keep Don't talking.
Worry. I'm liking the visual straight to your big elephants there in the back. Fun.
What's going on? We're missing a cord here. Like there's a very important cable that's not plugged in and I can't find it.
How is it unplugged?
What are you doing? I don't know, man. Mistakes were made. I'm not going to lie. Mistakes were made. I don't have to tell you.
I see that.
Jeez, oh, flip. There is. Yes. This will work. This one will work.
Jeffrey Davidson, that's the problem with recording in the afternoon. It's kind of weird to sit with an old-fashioned at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. So, Tony, how's your life been in the house since you got back in tech?
Sorry. I don't know, man.
Welcome to the live stream. I said the positioning of your microphone does make it look like I'm interviewing.
My system's not even seeing the microphone, so it's not, I can't even blame Restream right now. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, well.
Boy.
Just push on.
We will. We'll push through. No big deal. What's been up?
Who said that? It's 5 o'clock somewhere. I do agree.
I guess I don't need that in my face anymore.
Oh, Jeffrey said it's that. No, you do not need that. They're telling us to start drinking again. That's all I'm saying.
I kind of say, I think I'm on board with that idea.
So why is there a cable missing from your machine? That's what
It's not missing. It's plugged in now. I don't know why it's not working. One of the mysteries of the world, John.
Did you hit the phantom power button?
Yeah, everything's on. Like I said, the system's not even seeing it, so something else wrong. Yeah. More than I can troubleshoot at this particular moment. I'm trying to move on with it. You're the one hung up on it.
No. We can move on. My week has been fine. I got a huge project, I think, across the finish line. Got it.
Oh, great.
Through QA, not QA, I got it through peer review and CI finally today. All around just changing password requirements. Mm. Ridiculous. We found that within the code base, because it's been around for so long, there were like four different places where password validation was happening, and each place was happening, doing it a little bit differently. Mm. So that was fun. Like, hey, we should probably clean that up. Got to remember, the application is very multi-tenant, and when it first started, it was in a completely different industry, and every new client they brought on, they tried to customize for them. So this company might have wanted these password requirements, and this company wanted these. And we finally said, nope, we're going to follow the NIST standards and get rid of all this crap and try and tighten that up.
Lawrence Weaver, are you LD Weaver? I need to know. I have questions. That's my friend LD. He's an old high school buddy of mine. We went to play ball together for years, even before high school. I think we were in boys club together for a few years. Yeah, great. Cool. I speaking of passwords, I've been a little busy on passwords myself. Anybody who knows, hey, LD, what's going on, buddy? Anybody who knows or anybody who has gone to one of our conferences or has subscribed to our virtual pass knows a little bit of the pain in the ass it was to log into PHP Tech TV. And I made excuses for it for years. PHP Tech TV was a very last minute thing we did. We really didn't have a lot of time to address, some of the bugs. We did address bugs. We just never got around to the login process. So if
we threw together the magic link quickly.
Yeah, if you weren't working for an enterprise that managed their own email, you probably didn't notice. But historically, you would log in through a magic link. We just send you a magic link and you log into the magic link. The problem we discovered are that enterprise email servers do this check where they would check the link to make sure it's a valid link. The problem is when it checked the link would expire because it was a magic link. It can only be clicked on one time. So we had to keep doing these workarounds. So I changed that where it no longer does a magic link, but it emails you a code that you have to put in. I forget where I got the idea, but you see other sites doing this. I'm like, hey, that's better than the magic link. I'll just have it send your code. But to make it even better for the peeps out there, is if you go into profile now, you can attach it to either a Google account or your GitHub account. So you don't even need a code. Just attach it to your Google account or your GitHub account, and you can log in through one of those means. And real happy with it. I finally just, took the time this weekend to make it even better.
Turn the audio off.
The peeps out there.
It is.
If you go into profile.
It's muted on my system. Sorry.
It's muted on my system. Is it still? Can you still hear?
No, it's all good.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, everybody out there listening, if you've had trouble logging into PHP Tech TV in the past, it should be a lot smoother for you now. Feel free to give it a try. Let me know if you have problems. If you do have problems, I can say it's John's fault.
Out of curiosity, I'm not saying I did this. I might have done this. I have an account on PHP Tech TV. Mm-hmm. I don't use the Magic Link at all. I don't get the code, and I just log in from Google. Does it recognize that the account's already there and just auto-link it?
It does, John. Great question. Yes. Even if you go in through GitHub, I believe even if your GitHub primary email address is what we have registered for you on PHP Tech TV, that works as well. So, okay. Yeah.
Just want to make sure I didn't break it and set up a whole new account and mess things up.
You did not. Although I'm sure it might happen. There might have been some vibe coding involved with that fix.
Well, good job. That is way more convenient. I do agree.
I did like the code better. And actually, the code is what I started on. Because I'm like, that'd be easy. Instead of generating a link, I'll just generate a code and could reuse the table and everything. And then I'm like, I'm going to put in Socialite. Let me try that. Which I have to say, Socialite, great package. Pretty easy to implement.
LD, you will not get torched for that because you are new to the community. Welcome. PHPTech.tv is our streaming site from our conference. So if you buy a ticket to our conference or a virtual pass to the conference, you get access to all the videos that we have recorded, including past techs. So our videos from 2023, 2024, and 2025 at this point.
Speaking
good question
of PHPTech.tv and our conference in general, call for papers are open. We've been very polite. We haven't been hyping it up too much because we know other conferences have been queuing up, but everybody else's call for papers are closed as far as I know. So it's time for us to jump on our hype train and let you know if you are interested in speaking at PHP Tech 2026, go to phptech.io, click on submit a talk. It'll take you here and submit your talks. You can submit multiple talks. Matter of fact, we recommend you submit multiple talks. And we'll do the same thing we did last year. Everybody in Discord, same thing as well. When we close the call for papers, we will ask anybody who would like to volunteer for the first round of picking talks, which, if you're not aware, is completely blind. All you do is you see the title and the synopsis of the talk. You don't know who's giving it or anything else, and you just pick what talks interest you. You're presented three talks at a time. You pick which one interests you the most, 1, 2, and 3 in that order, and then they'll give you 3 more, and you just kind of go through that cycle. Helps us out tremendously because it gives us kind of a starting point of the talks that people showed that they were interested in going to. And yeah, great stuff, man. So get on board with that. Keep an ear out in Discord. Watch the show, and we'll let you know when call for papers wrap up, and we will start taking volunteers to kind of do that first review.
Sounds good.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
I got something else fun.
Oh, I like fun. What is fun? What do you have that's fun?
Oh, here we go. Right here. All right. I'm really happy about this one. So this is what I was going to say. Before the show started, I'm like, you know what would be fun, John? But I was too stressed about something else that was going on and it never got around to it. I was going to say, wouldn't it be fun if we created like a giveaway link for swag and just showed it on the live stream so that anybody listening to the podcast later would realize I should have watched the live stream? And then I didn't talk to you about it, so I don't have a link to share. But not that I need your permission. I just kind of thought it was a good idea to get that permission from you. And I didn't. Oh, you know what else I forgot to do? Talking about PHP score. Well,
what are you giving away? That's what I want to know.
PHP score. You can get a free debt review with PHP score. That's what, John.
There you go.
Forgot to put that up. Okay. What am I giving away? I'm giving away nothing because I was too stressed last second to have that conversation with you. However, we now have a merch store. It's store.phparch.com. Probably should have had that to show, but throwing up some fun things on here. My particular favorite here. Then, for developers who don't quit, I love that shirt. I've always wanted that shirt. Now I have it. Well, I have to order it first, but but it's there. So yeah, store.phparch.com. We got some t-shirts up there. Got some hats. Coffee mugs, all the normal stuff that you would expect. And as I come up with more creative shirts to put up there, they won't all be PHP Arch shirts.
Got ransomware there already?
I already have ransomware on here. This is actually the wife's ex idea. Well, it actually developed from a conversation we were having. She started laughing. But so, yeah, we have ransomware up there. But, yeah, I have a couple of fun T-shirt ideas. At one point in Canva, I had a whole Canva of T-shirt ideas. And then I think a few months ago, I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm never going to do this. I deleted them all. So I've been trying to, like, I was trying to remember some of the T-shirt ideas I had in the past. But, yeah, they're out there. We kept the prices as, you know, low as possible. Obviously, this is a service we're using, so there's a whole splitsy thing with them. But I believe this even shows up on our YouTube channel. If you go to our YouTube channel, we now have a tab for store, which I really honestly don't even know if that shows you. I guess I can go over there and see. But
yeah, look at that. Yep.
Yeah. What's in there? Anything?
All the stuffs.
Everything's in there?
Everything's in there.
No.
And then some. Yeah. There's phone cases and water bottles.
What? All right. Let's get it. I'm going to do it with you. So you click on store. Yeah. Every variation of every color. Yeah. I guess you're right. I guess everything's in there. Wow. Okay. Be nice to maybe limit that a little bit, but.
A little overwhelming there.
Yeah. That's probably more than we need in there, but yeah. What happens if you click on it? Oh, it takes you to the store. Oh, that's cool.
Now Chris wants Alive and Kicking t-shirts available.
Yeah, well, Chris, I'll tell you what. You get to episode 50, we'll talk about it. You're on episode 2, buddy. You just wait.
No, they're on episode 1. They haven't gotten to 2 yet.
Well, they got 2 recorded.
Oh.
It's just got to go out. But I don't know if you noticed, the whole reason we were late starting was because I added the Alive and Kicking logo to the Starting Soon image, and I had to re-upload it, and it was just not processing like an idiot. I had deleted it beforehand. I had deleted the old one. I'm like, crap. Now we gotta wait for this thing to finish. So that's why I was like, you'll see it's on the end as well. If you look down in the right-hand corner, your little Alive and Kicking logo. Although it's not a great small logo.
And you got the new PHP Architect logo with the elephant kicking and the proper version of our logo now.
Proper, yeah, branding for the label, for the name, yeah.
Yeah, all that
stuff. And even the little R, there's a little R there now, which a lot of we haven't really talked about. But
I was going to say, did I bring that up on the show?
I don't know if we did or not, but our logo is officially trademarked, right?
It's a registered trademark.
Registered trademark, yeah.
I started that process 2 years ago, I think. Yeah, something like that.
It's been a long road.
It was a long time. But they were very clear. It's going to take like 18 months or something to finalize. And every once in a while, I get these weird emails. And like, is this legit? Because you never know. If it's a third-party company? Because you get that mail all the time. Like, this is not an official government thing, but you need to fill out this form, and if you pay us $300, we'll do it, where you can do it for free or $10. So I often ignored those emails, or if they were legit, I answered them. But I was all of a sudden sitting here a couple of weeks ago, I'm like, whatever happened with that? Like, it seems to have just fallen through the, like, did I just not answer an email? And they're like, well, screw you. You didn't answer the email, so you're not getting your trademark. And finally did enough digging in my email to find, oh yeah, we got the registered trademark back in December. It was sitting in my December of 24. So like 24? 6 months ago.
Yeah, 24, yeah.
I think by the time
it could have been worse. It could have been 23.
Yeah, it was like 7 months where we had it and just not utilizing it. I hate email. I hate email with a passion.
I've gotten so bad with email. I can't with it. It's such a waste of time. I'm terrible with it. I'm getting bad with Zendesk too. I'm happy you're into Zendesk, man.
I'm not into it. I just feel like
I mean, like you go and look at it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not doing it often enough, and I feel bad. I'm trying. It's cleaned up as of yesterday. I'll get through it. Need to be better at it.
we have something fun. If you're going to be at Longhorn by chance, not that I want to encourage people to go to other conferences, but this is a small local conference. We have something very fun coming to Longhorn. So we're tabling at Longhorn. We're platinum sponsors of Longhorn.
Yes, I believe
and
so.
And we've been working on something that I'm ridiculously excited about it. I'm like, I should not be this excited about it, but like, I want to bring it back home to my house just so I have it and play, can play with it. But yeah, it's going to be fun. Maybe, I mean, I feel like we need to test it before we go on. Oh, yeah. So maybe we need to test it and film it and we can share that on the podcast.
So it will be to my house by the end of the month.
What?
So
that's quick, man.
So once it's here, I'll say, hey, come down and we'll do an unboxing video together.
There you go. That'll be fun. Yeah, we'll share that with you guys. Okay, I lied to everybody a little bit when I said, well, not totally lied. As far as I know, Call for Papers are all closed. Let me see, Presses. There is another conference out there.
Yeah, somebody's saying international, there's still plenty of Call for Papers open.
Oh, international doesn't count. Come on. Seriously? International? But there is one out there, which, honestly, if I wasn't going to Longhorn, I might be going to this one. And you'll see why here in a second. But, yeah, it's just like a quirky thing. But LiveWire is having a community event at a conference, a community event, for a couple days in Buffalo, New York. And anybody listening to the show, you guys know how I feel about LiveWire. And this just hit, I don't know how long this has been in the works. I don't know when they had announced it, but it just hit my universe like last week. And it's like 2 days after Longhorn ends.
Yeah.
And I'm not that person. I can't do that much traveling. I barely want to go to Longhorn. Nothing against the Longhorn guys, but I was trying to sell John on taking anybody but me. I'm like, come on, John. There's other people that can go. So yeah. Yeah, if money wasn't an issue and I was 20 years younger, maybe, but I'm not, and it is, or it is, and I'm not. But yeah, Longhorn's there, a lot of cool people there talking. Yeah, I'm excited to see what this is. If anything actually gets announced, or if this is just kind of a, you know, a workshop, but they are. So I only looked at this briefly, but it does look like the event is being held in a hotel. So I don't know. Looks like an expensive hotel, but yeah, cool stuff. If you're a LiveWire person, you're not coming to Longhorn, and Buffalo, New York is not too crazy of a thing for you, I recommend you give this a look. wire-live.com.
Interesting. I see you. You gotta move that. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, we talked about it. You want to talk about it more?
No.
Okay. Have they had already announced keynotes last week, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, we've already talked about it. Nothing else going on here. Nothing to see.
Should we be talking about any more about PHP Score? We don't have official verbiage from them for the podcast, but I do want to thank PHP Score for being a partner and just being along for the ride with us, and wish them well.
PHPScore.com. Yeah, they're a long-term partner. Are we allowed to call people by name? Like, I feel like the people we work, like, I can say Ed, right?
Yeah, I don't say
Ed's
don't
a great guy. So Ed's been in the community for a long time. Real happy we're working with them. And this is the cool thing about it. It's like nobody is like stressed about giving us copies of what to say, or it was very much a, there's another one we could talk about. What's it called?
Next week.
Okay. Well, I guess we can't talk about it.
Let's say for next week.
But yeah, I mean, it was very much a, like, yeah, we'll be a partner. It's like, okay, well, you know, give us stuff to put in the magazine and talk about, and say,
and they'll be at,
yeah, we'll get to it.
And they'll be at PHP Tech with us too, so it's a nice thing.
Yeah, they'll be there at PHP Tech. It'll be a good time. So check it out, phpscore.com.
Yes, thank you, PHP Score. Question for you. I was browsing around, and actually have two different kind of similar topics.
Okay.
What is your web server of choice lately?
I mean, Nginx. I can't even remember using Apache back. I mean, I know that was like, I remember back in the day when Nginx was like becoming popular. I'm like, why? Like, mm-hmm. It's a web server. You got Apache. Why? Mm-hmm. But I understand why now. And, yeah. Big time Nginx person.
So I asked because I've always been an Apache person as well, just kind of how it came up. And obviously doing things locally with Docker makes it easy to, you know, you could throw Nginx in there, but for parity with production, I still have Apache running in the main project's container. Mm-hmm. But I told you recently we're switching to all these microservices.
Mm-hmm.
And the people behind them have decided to start going with Caddy instead of either Nginx or Apache.
Interesting. So Caddy was all the rage for a while. If you're not aware of what Caddy is, it's built with Go, right?
Yep.
It's a Go language. So it's a crazy fast web server. It was really picking up a lot of momentum there for a while, and then just kind of stopped picking up momentum.
Yeah. Well, Chris is saying Caddy if he's the one choosing, so looks like we will be switching all of our stuff to Caddy here soon.
Interesting. Any particular reason?
I
like,
don't.
Like, was there like, oh, Caddy does this so much better? Or
no, I'm not sure what the official reasoning was, other than very easy to configure, very like easy to get into the containers. And because we are now launching the Docker containers, trying to keep that production and local dev parity.
So comparing Caddy to Nginx and Apache was in our Trello board. Basically, yeah. This is why this was there. So I'm sharing it with everybody now.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe Ferguson, I do believe Caddy was the choice for Frank and PHP as well.
I was going to bring that up, Frank and PHP. And now, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but now there's all these like Rust solutions. There was murmurs about rewriting people wanting to rewrite PHP core using Rust. And I would say people are like, yeah, that ain't going to happen. At least not with the team who currently does the core work. But
Chris is saying that Caddy is faster, more reliable, simpler configuration, cleaner setup, pretty much does all the things better.
What do you mean cleaner setup? It's definitely cleaner than Apache, but it's pretty much on par with Nginx. Like I'm not sure what you would consider is a cleaner setup, but okay.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking it, but well, I don't really have enough of a reason to move.
So I asked that, and then while I was perusing things, I came across this new project.
New project.
This PHP stream server. I haven't done anything with it other than it. The whole thing is it's supposed to be able to be brought in via Composer. You start up the server. I'm like, doesn't PHP already have a built-in server?
But I was about to say, it's like, what do they do? They just run. I mean, that's what React PHP is, right? I mean, it's right. You know, a server that owns, so that you bring
in
package.
Yeah, I don't know what they ultimately think they're going to bring to the table outside of this, but they're like, PHP Stream Server can replace traditional stacks such as Nginx, PHP FPM, cron, and Supervisor. Those are the two that don't make sense here. How is
cron and Supervisor? How's it replacing those?
Right. That I'm not quite sure about. They do have a plugin. They have a scheduler plugin so that you can add workers, a periodic process, and you put in there the cron equivalent, and then I guess it's supposed to keep it running?
I guess.
It's interesting. I mean, they're very clear. They are not yet production ready. It's still under active development, but potentially something to keep your eye on.
Yeah. You know, I like new stuff, especially when it's PHP related.
Yeah.
I still want to get a Franken PHP up and running. I haven't yet. I have locally. Matter of fact, I think I have the Composer package might even be installed in PHP Tech TV. I have to go look. I was playing with it for a while. I haven't just never deployed it. Never got it running in production. Not really sure. Like I have a need to. I just want to do it because it's Frank in PHP. It's got PHP in the title, so, you know, I kind of want to use it.
Of course.
Yeah. What did I end up doing this? Oh, yeah. Speaking of tech TV, I did a deployment. I'm always a little hesitant to deploy tech TV because, again, it was jumbled together code. You know, I'm always worried, like, okay, this is what's going to break it. So I did it. Did a deployment for all the logging stuff over the weekend. I waited until Monday morning because I'm like, if I'm going to have to be fixing things, I'm going to be fixing things like during the day, not at night. But I did the deployment and immediately I started getting alerts. And Joe started getting alerts, which is, you know, Joe's kind of the new...
Get all honey badger alerts.
Yeah. Joe's like the new stepdad. Actually, I don't think it was honey badger alerts. Yeah, it was honey badger alerts that was coming in. And I'm looking and I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Like, I thought it was a Redis issue, but the port it was referencing wasn't a Redis port. I'm like, what's going on? What runs on this port? I forget. It was some weird, like, 20456 or something like that. I don't remember the exact number. It was a weird.
That's my Bitcoin miner. Don't worry about it.
And I'm just like, what is running on this port? And I'm looking at the composer file. I think this was just yesterday or the day before. I'm looking at the composer file. I'm like, I installed Nightwatch on this. I must have been wanting to play with Nightwatch. And yeah, PHP Tech TV is like my test bed. And I installed Nightwatch, and I'm like, I wonder if that's a Nightwatch port. And I didn't know for sure if it was, but I looked under your documentation, it was. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess I got more Nightwatch stuff I have to set up. And there is, you need a little, the thing that got me thinking about it was your PHP stream server saying that it replaces Supervisor. I'm like, I actually had to write a supervisor script this week because you have to have this little artisan command that runs for Nightwatch, which I didn't realize that was even a thing. But yeah. You run an artisan command for Nightwatch. I guess it's a little server or something. I don't know. But I just ran it and it worked. So I had to write a little supervisor script for it.
There you go. Yeah, very convenient. Going back to Caddy, I forgot the other cool thing that it does is automatic. Let's encrypt SSL certificate updating. So just built right into it.
That's handy. I mean, that's very handy.
Yeah. So and there's that in Discord, they're saying Traefik, TRAEFIK, does the same thing, I think. I have not heard of Traefik. TJ Miller loves it. So now I'm got something new to go look at.
I thought that was like a container thing. Was that not the container? See, this is.
Yeah,
this
it was awesome for routing to containers.
Oh. Anyway, yeah, I don't know what it is either. I've seen it proxy. Mentioned before, but I've never used it.
Yep. New things to learn. It's like never ending. Like, can I just be done learning? Getting old. It doesn't work. Like,
didn't we already? I thought we had decided years ago that we had already invented everything and there was nothing else to invent. Why are we still inventing stuff? Too old for this stuff.
Yep. I thought this was cool. I don't use Laravel very often, as you know. But I do see their error pages, and they're nice, you know, debugging and stuff. There's a package out there to add little AI buttons. So explain it to me like I'm five. Click the button. It takes you straight to Claude or ChatGPT, where it'll, you know, share the error message, and you can get a response back.
So what, it saves you copy and paste?
No more copy and paste. You don't need that.
What, you're a caveman? Copy and paste created a package for you.
It's a package. Install a package is done for you.
That's kind of cool, I guess.
ChatGPT, why is my shit broken? Fix it for me. I don't know. I thought it was interesting.
I feel like this has already been done by Raycast or something. I don't know. I don't write bad code, so I never get errors. So I couldn't really tell you. I wouldn't know what an error page looks like. Is this what it looks like? All right.
That's something like that.
Nothing.
All my errors in production, so I don't see this page.
All you got to do is turn off debug. You're fine. Nothing shows up anymore. It's your problem. Jeez. Yeah. How am I holding up? Am I holding up better this year with this show, with the exception of my microphone? Am
yes. Yeah. Did you end up running the cable?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how much of a dork I am. I have a cable. I had a network cable long enough to run to the other side of the house into my wife's office. And then and what's funny is I thought I'd be able to do this without the wife finding out. Because Beck, you know, she works at night, so she sleeps during the day, which was a fun conversation at our last doctor's appointment. Doctor cannot get their head around the fact that she sleeps during the day. So she's like basically a vampire. Think of her as a vampire and you'll be fine. But I go and I run this cable today. I'm like, I wonder if this cable's on. Not only is it long enough, but it was a bought cable. I bought it that long. It's not one I made myself, which I used to love doing. I used to love making my network cables. But this was a very nice, thin network cable. And I bought one long enough to run for some reason. I don't know why if I
had it. It works. I have a whole box of networking cable here next to me because I like making the cables that I need.
I love making network cables. That used to be such a fun thing to do. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting here typing, and all of a sudden, I see my wife walk in my doorway like this. Do you want to tell me what's going on here?
No.
I'm like, Dave, do you know how slow porn is on Wi-Fi? It's really slow. I don't have much time. I need it quicker.
Weird transition. I want to go back to the AI buttons, because Emily, watching on YouTube, mentioned, let me Google that link. Let me Google that for you link would be also appropriate to add right there.
Oh, I love that.
That'd be great.
That would actually be great. That would be better than the AI stuff. Remember when Google was our AI?
I used to love sending those links. Here, let me Google that for you.
Google that for you.
Go to Google, type this, hit search, you're done.
Oh, man. Throwbacks.
Yeah.
All right, what else? We got nothing else. Got anything else you want to talk about?
I didn't know if you wanted to go to yours, but I put this on my list mostly because I know about it, but I often forget that I want to implement and I never do, because I do love having unit tests around code.
Okay.
But doing mutation testing, so using something like Infection PHP, which we'll do mutation testing for you.
What are you looking at? Yes, this is the infection.github.io. So what's mutation testing? Explain it to me like I'm 5 years old.
From the way I understand it, instead of being very, very clear with your inputs and expected outputs, you're putting in mutated information, like it changes bits of the code to see what breaks.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So trying to be more like trying to break your code rather than just make sure your code works. Like, what will happen if your code breaks?
Oh, that could be fun.
Yeah. So again, I haven't done it. I keep meaning to. So I put it on the list to talk about and to try and get my mind thinking about it again and where I need to use it.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see how you implement this. I actually had that issue, again, back to PHP Tech TV. Joe Ferguson wanted to try to figure out why we were getting these error messages and grabbed my code and tried to run the test. And I had forgotten that one of the things I needed to do is one of the packages I had needed the next version of PHP. So I'm like, hey, well, let's upgrade to 8.4. Like, I think it was on 8.2. I'm like, I'll just get 8.4. Why not? And did that. And of course, he tries running the test and like all the tests break. this is a lesson learned for me, by the way. So the site's working. I think by this time I had figured out the night watch issue. So I'm like, all right, that's what that error was. So, I mean, like the site didn't have a problem, but I'm like, okay, I get it. The test should be passing. So I'm like, all right, Claude, make my test pass. And, I mean, that's pretty much the whole prompt, right? I put in there. Fun fact, Claude, as smart as he is.
Why is it going to be he?
as smart as it is, does not, cannot, or did not figure out that my test database was separate from my production database, or my actual database. This is on my local machine. It wasn't production. So it did not figure out that my test database and my application database were two separate databases. And they're both actual databases. They're not SQLite databases, because a lot of the stuff in PHP Tech TV is seeded. We don't have migrations for everything. Whole story. I don't care.
We built it very fast.
We built it very fast.
A couple of weeks before PHP Tech.
So to run tests, I just made a scaled down version of the application database.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Claude didn't realize that. And Claude just ran the test against the application database, which had database refresh rules in it. So it just deleted my whole database. it was funny.
Well, why does Claude doing that versus, isn't that configuration based?
It is configured. That's what I don't understand. Like, it's configuration based. I don't understand what Claude did, because Claude will ask, hey, are you okay if I run the test? I'm like, yeah, absolutely, run the test. And I assume it's just doing an artisan test, or, you know, is what I would do. Which reminds me, I need to upgrade that test to pest, because I do need that browser testing now. I'm really hooked on test 4. That's another reason why I wanted to upgrade. Anyways, so I'm like, yeah, just run it. And it comes back eventually, says, okay, I got all your tests to pass except for 3. I'm like, three tests. I can figure out 3 tests, no problem. And I go to hit the page and it's erroring out, like in the browser. I'm like, wait a minute. Why is it? Like, you only touched the test, right? You didn't touch anything else. So I'm digging around, and of course I figure it out. Not only is it configuration based, but like, it's a known configuration. It's your PHP unit XML file. So like, it's not even like I threw a curveball at it. Like, oh yeah, I did it this way, and nope. It just said, fuck your test and your poor programming. I'm just going to delete everything. And that's what happened.
So why did the test break going from 8.2 to 8.4? Do you know?
I don't know. I asked Claude to figure it out. He didn't tell me. He's broken more. I don't know.
You have a diff, don't you?
I do. I should look at that at some point. I was very upset with Claude, and I just turned off my computer and walked away.
Claude, I'm unplugging you. Damn it, for breaking my stuff.
Yeah. I don't. I really actually don't know what it fixed or didn't fix, but yeah. I still haven't fixed the tests that were failing too. But yeah, that's out there. I need to get that committed. Next is the PHP Arch rebuild. I got Tech TV. I got the little paper cuts done with Tech TV, and I got my store established. So need to start working at PHP Arch again. Really need to get that site redone.
Yeah, we were supposed to look, because you have a start to it, and there are couple of things that I wanted to talk about, and we just never got around to it. So we should.
We've been so busy, man. So crazy how busy we've been. A good busy. I mean, it's not like, you know, we're overwhelmed. There's just a lot of things going on.
Speak for yourself.
We talked about last week, but we got that mobile app in the hands of our clients' customers, where they're doing beta testing. And that's going well. Really awesome. Happy about that. So yeah. Great job, Brooks.
We're just a few days away from launching that MVP app.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, basically complete rewrite, rethought, moving into microservice architecture, fully AI driven. It's this whole thing. And that arbitrary deadline of September 9th is quickly approaching. And all of a sudden, this week, the team started getting pieces to fall into place. Well, I'm focused on the old system, fixing passwords and all that stuff, that the rest of the team has been highly focused on this and knocking it out. I'm still very, very confused on the whole Python thing that I talked about a week or two ago, where just to check the terms of service, they're calling a Lambda function to then call to the API to say, hey, the user clicked this button.
Oh, right.
Whatever. I lost that battle. I can't fight it anymore. I understood it. There were other instances where, like, payment processing. You go to the payment provider, you enter your credit card details, the credit card processor will hit the Lambda function, and you can do all of your verification there, and then that is responsible for updating your system. That I could get behind. It really was that one, like, terms of service issue, and it's still driving me nuts that that's how it's being handled. But I, after our show, I had a long conversation with somebody, like, trying to understand. Mm. They still couldn't explain it to me.
Couldn't get you there.
Yeah.
Well, for what it's worth, yeah, I'm on kind of on your side on that one. You know, I always like doing new shit and coming up with justifications for it, but that one was hard for me. It was very difficult.
My brain is broken. I just don't get it.
Is that why the MVP got done? They took you off of it to be like, all right, John, you go over in that corner and just play with these passwords.
I took myself off. I was like, I can't. I don't know what I'm doing. Now, I've contributed because I've done the PBX side, the phone server side. So,
right,
like, when there's been issues, I get brought in, I fix that up. And I really want to spend time re-architecting that. Like, there's this whole other thing that Asterisk has built in. I mean, it's been in there now for over a decade, but it's something new to me that I want to play with. And I think it would help, but it's going to take time. And I was told not to focus on that because of the looming deadline. I'm like, okay, but I'm not doing anything else right now. So can I please look at this?
You know, I know I shared with you, John, and I did share with Ben Ramsey as well, but I don't think I shared on the podcast. Everybody who knows me, yes, we're answering chat questions, Dreaming Lights. Please tell us, how should PHP devs plan future growth and what they should learn? How we move forward with PHP? Hey, man. So that's the great thing about PHP, right? First thing, it's no longer stagnated like it was back in the 5 days, right? It's, and new things are constantly being implemented in PHP, the language itself. Find a solution that allows you to be productive. Great frameworks out there now. If you want a framework, most people go with frameworks now. Laravel is the big one. Symfony is still huge in the community. A lot of old time frameworks are still around, things like CakePHP and stuff like that. Yeah, just find out what helps you stay productive and kind of get involved with the community. I think that's the biggest thing people miss out on the most. Yeah, they think you can learn PHP and you're done with PHP, and it's not, especially not now, not anymore. I mean, we're constantly bringing things to the podcast that, you know, we haven't even played with yet. So,
right.
Yeah, so do that. So
we're constantly appreciating continued education. You're never done learning. We publish a monthly magazine, you know, learning, trying to help people learn new things or brush up on things that you might have forgotten or whatever the case may be. The conference is all about community and learning. So coming out to our conference, learn from the people that build the tools you know, and meet other people in the community. Listen to Alive and Kicking. Being part of the community can open doors for you as well. Not just with PHP Architect, that's their story, but we've had plenty of people in our community find jobs through the community. So I think that's huge. My other question for you, was it the Dreaming Lights? I saw your messages from Twitch, and I happened to see that there's quite a few people watching on Twitch. I'm curious if there was a raid of some sort that I didn't know about.
Oh, were there a lot of Twitch people? Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
Even out Twitch people.
Always maybe. Curious on that, where people come from.
TW2113, you are correct, A. Woods. Current website is WordPress for phparch.com. That is what we inherited. The rewrite we're working on is Laravel. And a lot of that stems around the fact that we all do development, and they're just things we want to do that we don't want to learn how to do in WordPress. So not knocking WordPress. WordPress is always fun to make fun of, but yeah, WordPress has served PHP Architect for years as their website, and we were in no rush to replace it. But as time has gone on, there's been a lot of things we've wanted to implement where we were like, okay, we got to figure out what we're doing here. So, so yeah, new website will be Laravel. It will not be open source there. Nuno raided us again.
Thank you, Nuno. We appreciate Nuno, you.
He's the best. PHP pest. Nope. Just pest. Pest 4. We did talk about that.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks, Nuno. Welcome, everybody, from Twitch and from Nuno's stream. You're listening to the PHP Architect podcast, one of many podcasts, I might add. This is the PHP podcast. We also have Community Corner, which has been around for years. I actually did Community Corner before we took over operations of PHP podcast. I don't do it anymore. We have the new Alive and Kicking, which is stream Fortnite.
Your favorite new word.
My favorite new word. Fortnitely. Is it nightly? It's just Fortnite. I don't know. Every other week, every Fortnite. Yeah. Every other week on Tuesday at noon Pacific time. I think that's 8 p.m. UK. The two people doing it are UK-based people. So that is out there. So those three. And spoiler alert, there will be a roundtable. We are in the process of putting together another roundtable. We have not done a roundtable in years.
Oh, nice.
And we have another roundtable that is taking formation. I'm excited about it. So,
all right, I'm going to put this back up on the screen for all of our new friends in Twitch. Welcome. If you'd like to join us in Discord, you can join us discord.phparch.com. Join us in there. Would love to have you as part of our community as well as Nuno's.
Yeah. I tell you, man, Discord, the PHP Architect Discord, dude, that's like a living, breathing thing on its own. Like, we don't even have to be in there anymore. It just, things just happen in there. It's so nice. One of my favorite places to pop in every day and see what's being talked about.
For sure.
Yep. Can I sit at the corner of the round table? It's a round table, Chris. There are no corners.
So, of course you can. No.
Oh, well. I believe I said no, John.
Eric wants you there.
All right.
I can't wait to hear more about that.
Yep. I don't want to spoil it too much because there are phases to it. And when the first phase happens, I will let people know of the second phase. I just don't know what's going to be first, what's going to be second. So we'll see. But yes, I will. It will all make sense eventually. I promise. Or does it make sense? I don't know anymore.
Give up.
Oh, yeah. All right. Are we good?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good, man. It's a good week. Got some new stuff out there. Check out the new store. I mean, you don't have to buy anything, but if you wanted to.
Just saying, it's there.
But let me know. And let me know if there's anything you'd like to see in there. I'm still kind of putting things in there. Like I said, I have some more t-shirt ideas I want to kind of get out there. And yeah, let me know if there's anything you'd like to see in there. If there's anything you really wanted a PHP Architect logo for, or not a PHP Architect. I've been thinking about just doing the generic PHP elephant like mascot thing. I need to figure out what the licensing is around all that, but check it out and let me know. All right, that's it. Are we good for next week? Oh, you know what we have to talk about this week, John? We don't have to figure it out now because show is over. Convenient for you. We have to figure out a user group meetup this month.
Oh, yeah. I thought about that yesterday and forgot to bring it up to you.
Yeah, me too. So we need to figure that out. Maybe for next week we'll have to figure it out. That's another thing. If you're out there, you can't attend conferences, go to a user group. Go to a local user group. If you don't have a PHP one, figure out a web development one, or think about starting a PHP user group. PHPX is the new thing. So if you go to phpx.world, that's like a whole community within a community now that's around starting communities. So it's nice. Like, PHP user groups have been around for a long time. Ours was/is SDPHP, but it was never as coordinated as PHPX seems to be. So there's a whole Discord for PHPX and all this stuff. If you ever wanted to start a user group, yeah, there's definitely a lot of mentoring out there. In-person user groups are slowly coming back, sort of. Definitely smaller than it was before, but kind of starting to happen. So give that a thought and think about speaking at one. Speaking at user groups is a fantastic way to build your confidence and to build your way up to speaking at conferences. Build your confidence. That's what I said, right?
Yep.
Okay.
You did.
And the cool thing about speaking at conferences, I'm not saying this is across the board true, but most places will pay for travel and accommodations. So you can literally travel the world as a conference speaker. So
lots just something to have.
All right, that's my rah-rah shit for this week. Right? Positive to say. All right.
No more right now.
You good?
I'm good.
All right. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
Bye. Wow. This has been PHP Podcast, the official podcast of PHP Architect, the industry's leading tech magazine and publisher focused on PHP and web development. Subscribe today at phparch.com to see what the leaders in the community and industry are talking about.